Beyond Consciousness with Dr. Steve G. Jones, Module 2, Hypnosis. Welcome to the module that's going to teach you about hypnosis. Now, what exactly happens during hypnosis? Well, your mind enters a special state of heightened focus and concentration, and this state gives you access to your subconscious mind. Under hypnosis, you can empower yourself to do many things. Now, the techniques I'm going to teach you in this program, in this module about hypnosis, I want you to make sure you never use them while operating a motor vehicle. You only use hypnosis when you are safe and sound and lying down and everything is taken care of. There's nothing that you have to do. There's nothing that you have to get up and handle. You are relaxed and calm and just lying down with nothing to do. Now, there are so many myths surrounding hypnosis that are simply not true. First of all, you're not out of control. Also, no one can force you to do things that you don't want to do. Also, realize that you must want to make the changes. Otherwise, hypnosis will not be as effective. So if you want something, you're going to have a lot more success with hypnosis. It's not just a magic wand. You have to really be on board. Also, hypnosis is not dangerous. Some people think it's dangerous, but it's not. You're not going to go into a coma, for example. A lot of people are afraid of that. It doesn't work that way. So let's talk about ways that hypnosis can be used. First of all, you can improve negative behavior. Things such as lying or cheating or getting angry and acting out or being lazy. Those things can be fixed or improved upon with hypnosis. You can also break addictions. For example, people can stop smoking, even if it's been many years. I worked with Tom Mankiewicz, the writer of Superman the movie, who smoked for 45 years. Well, after he came to see me, he never smoked a day in his life after that. He stopped smoking. So hypnosis is a powerful tool. Now, that testimonial is not about me. That's about the power of hypnosis. I simply used hypnosis in the way that I was trained to use it, and it worked because that's what hypnosis does. It helps people change habits that they want to change or eliminate habits that they want to remove from their lives. You can also eliminate drug cravings or alcohol cravings. You can stop abusing things that actually could potentially ruin your life. You can also improve yourself in so many wonderful, positive ways. For example, gaining motivation to accomplish your goals, improving your self-confidence. Let's face it, with confidence, you can do pretty much anything. There are very few things that I could think of that you couldn't do without confidence. When you think about it, everything that you have ever accomplished in your life started with confidence. You had to have confidence that when you got out of bed that morning and put your feet on the ground would be solid. You would have something to stand on. Confidence helps through and through, from the very beginning of your day all the way through the final goal accomplishment that you're working on. You can also overcome anxiety that tends to hold people back. This is an improvement that can be made with hypnosis. You can also reduce stress in all areas of your life. And you can eliminate fears that keep you from your dreams. I deal with so many clients who have huge dreams. They want to accomplish things, but they have deep-seated fears about things. So when they let go of those, they're able to move forward toward accomplishing their dreams. You can also relieve pain or discomfort, such as managing or even removing the most severe pain. I remember working in a place called Echo Malibu in Malibu, and it's a place that celebrities went to and people with a lot of money because they charged about $100,000 for a month there. And during that month, you get access to all kinds of people like myself, hypnotherapists, you have a medical doctor, even a chiropractor, a nutritionist, and so forth. And I remember working there with one particular person who was addicted to painkillers because he had some pain. I believe he had been in some sort of an accident and he had some pain and he had a pump that would pump the painkiller into his body. Well, he didn't want to be on that anymore because he was becoming addicted to it. He wanted to get free from that. So I taught him how to use his mind and control the pain so he could ease himself slowly, and under doctor's care, he could ease himself off of the pump that was pumping chemicals into his body that he didn't want to have to depend on. So you can use hypnosis to relieve pain or discomfort. You can also reduce pain associated with childbirth. I remember about 10 years ago, I went to Canada, Montreal, Canada, and I worked with a medical doctor, and we developed a program to help mothers give birth to their children without any painkiller, without any drug numbing the pain. They just learn to use their minds to control the pain. So something as powerful as childbirth and the pain associated with it can actually be controlled with the power of your subconscious mind. You can also ease medical conditions, such as acid reflux. There's a lot of research going on about how to use your subconscious mind. And as we look to the medical profession for answers, we find that they have sort of run out of answers in a few areas. Now, some areas of medicine are cutting edge, and they're continuing to do fantastic research. But other areas, they've realized that they've come up against something, and that is the human psyche. At a certain point, the answer becomes working with your mind and training your mind to change your body, because your mind is in charge of your body. And so medicine is starting to realize the strong link between the mind and the body. You can create conditions in your body by just thinking about them. You can focus on negative things and manifest them in your body. I was talking with a medical doctor at Cedars-Sinai in Beverly Hills a while back, and he was talking to me about patients that he has come in who have actually created illnesses because of their thoughts. And when he was able to get them to change their thoughts, the illnesses suddenly went away. And I'm talking about things such as multiple sclerosis, for example, and the signs and symptoms related to that. I'm talking about them completely going away just by changing thoughts. So medical science is coming up against this hurdle, which is embracing the power of the human mind. And so we're seeing a lot of progress recently in the bringing together of the ideas of using medicine where it has its place and also using the subconscious mind where it has its place, because we have the ability to help ourselves in many cases. Also, we see symptoms such as those associated with allergies being cleared up just by people focusing on their subconscious mind and by changing the way they think. Now, if you have any sort of medical condition whatsoever, I advise you first and foremost to seek the services of a medical doctor and talk to him or her about the possibility of using hypnosis. But your first approach to the situation should be seeking the services of a medical doctor. I myself have used hypnosis for many years. I make recordings for myself. Being a hypnotherapist makes it quite easy, actually, because I can just make a recording for myself. But you can do the same thing. You can make a recording for yourself and listen to it at night and improve areas that you want to improve. Now, I want to talk to you about that, how to achieve a hypnotic state yourself. First of all, find a nice quiet place to relax and select a time of day that during it you're not going to be too tired so that you don't fall asleep. I don't want you to do this when you're exhausted at night and you're lying down and you know that when your head hits that pillow, you're going to be asleep. Because when you're doing self-hypnosis, you want to maintain a little bit of consciousness. You want to be aware enough so that you are actually able to participate in the hypnosis. Now, if you're listening to a recording, that's different. You can just listen to the recording and drift off to sleep, and your subconscious mind still receives the messages through your hearing. But if you're hypnotizing yourself, that's different. You need to stay awake. So ask everyone to give you some quiet time and allow you to concentrate if you've got people around you or roommates or a spouse, etc. Also, you want to wear loose-fitting clothing that allows you to feel comfortable. There's nothing worse than attempting to relax and feeling uncomfortable at the same time. So get yourself as comfortable as possible. And you can lie back in a recliner or on a couch or lie in your bed, whatever allows you to relax, but still maintain consciousness. And then I'd like you to think about every part of your body and imagine all the tension leaving your muscles. It's helpful to work from top to bottom. Think about the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes and relaxing every part as you go. And as you do this, just breathe in deeply and exhale slowly as you calm your mind and body. And silently repeat to yourself something that makes you feel completely at peace, such as, I am at peace. I am feeling relaxed and happy. And imagine yourself in a place that makes you most happy. Perhaps it's the beach. Perhaps it's the woods. For some people, it's a busy city street. You're just imagining yourself wherever it is that you feel happy and you feel relaxed. So it could be a tropical beach with a warm breeze and soft, silky sand. It could be your own private meadow full of the sounds of birds singing. But imagine it in great detail using sight, sound, smell, touch, every sense that makes sense in that scenario. Next, use an induction technique to fully place yourself into a hypnotic state. And what I mean by that is tell yourself to just relax and to drift into a peaceful and relaxed state. And think about how wonderful it feels to continue drifting into relaxation. And do this for as long as it takes to feel completely relaxed. Remember, you want to maintain some consciousness here. So relaxed, but not asleep. You're doing self-hypnosis. If you're using a recording, as I said, you can fall asleep. That's fine. But if you're the hypnotist, hypnotizing yourself, you need to stay awake. You can be awake, but still in a hypnotic state. We call that alpha. Now, it's at this time that you're relaxed. You've put yourself into that state of relaxation. It's at this time that you can use suggestions to target your subconscious mind. So you can imagine yourself succeeding at whatever it is you want to do and believe that you can and will do it. It's helpful to picture yourself at a future time when you've already accomplished your goal. Whatever it is that you're working on, see yourself in the future having achieved it. Now, that's if you want to use hypnosis for goal achievement. Perhaps you just want to use it to be a more calm person. Well, imagine yourself being in a situation that would ordinarily stress you out, and imagine yourself being calm in that situation. Perhaps imagine yourself speaking in public. Maybe that's a fear you want to overcome. Whatever it is you want to do or change about yourself, imagine yourself having made that change and living that new life in a new way with new abilities, the ability to relax and be calm and confident, or the ability to be motivated. Whatever it is that you want to work on, imagine yourself having already achieved that and make it specific in a specific situation that previously gave you a challenge. And when you're finished, then you can allow yourself to feel fully awake and refreshed, or to just drift off to sleep. If you want to do this at nighttime, just drift off to sleep if you'd like. But you never do this while operating a motor vehicle. Make sure of that. Now, if you experience difficulty hypnotizing yourself, then I invite you to find the services of a hypnotist or use guided imagery recordings or hypnosis recordings. These can help you tremendously. I myself have been using hypnosis for a long time. I started out by using hypnosis on myself and my roommates. I was in military school, and that's the same place that I learned astral projection. I got a book on hypnosis. It was called The Complete Guide to Hypnosis. A fascinating book. It's just a little paperback book, but I started reading it, and I started learning how to hypnotize myself and others. And I, of course, followed up that with academic study in college and training outside of academia in hypnosis specifically. But it all started with just an interest in hypnotizing myself, and then I started hypnotizing my friends. So if you're interested in following up, I encourage you to do so and learn more about it. I want to give you a resource for this in case you're interested in following up, and that would be hypnosiscertified.com. Now that's if you want to become a certified hypnotist. If you just want to continue learning on your own, then I invite you to just take advantage of any number of sources that are available online or at a bookstore. But if you want to become a certified hypnotist, then be sure to check out hypnosiscertified.com. So I want you to get ready to join me in the next module as I talk about opening the third eye, a fascinating topic as we get back into the metaphysics of the subconscious mind. We're going to talk about opening the third eye. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.